Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Of course I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
I love that rocking music. What a great way to start a day with upbeat, powerful music. And that is what I'm listening to as I head to the Coach's Corner. And while I'm en route, I just want to share with you two shows I really want you to listen to if you haven't heard them. One was the show on Tuesday, August 6th. It's a very rare thing when I do a show solo where I don't have a major guest, because I do have guests every day, hence the title Joyce Barry and Friends. So what I did on Tuesday, once again on Wednesday, I had the friends be people like you, people that are calling in, listening to the show. And when I do this show myself, I have more time to give you a voice, and I really enjoy doing that. When I have a guest, I don't have that much time for our listeners to speak, because I'm interacting with the guest the entire show. So both days, I had a chance to meet some new friends, some new followers, and I really enjoyed that. The topic on Tuesday, August 6th, was Transfunmation. That's my unique technology. I created it in 1979. What it is, of course, as you might have guessed, it's transformation coupled with fun. I like to have my classes be fun, my coaching be fun, and certainly this show be fun, no matter how serious the topic is. I really like the element of fun to be everywhere. The show yesterday was What You Should Give Up to Be Happy. That was taken from the Natural Guru website, and when I read something, a great life lesson that I think is very inspiring and empowering, I love to share it with all of you. So once again, it's rare in the, I started this show in June 10th. So in the 3 years I'm doing the show, perhaps I had three or at most four shows where I didn't have a special guest. But now I see the opportunity that is to interact with our listeners, to find out more about you all. And I really, as I said, thoroughly enjoyed doing that. Well, here I am in the Coach's Corner, and given today's show is all about sugar, and it's not such a sweet story after all, I just want to give a little mention to the detrimental effects of salt as well. Salt is linked to 2.3 million annual heart deaths worldwide. Salt intake may contribute to 15% of all heart disease deaths around the world, according to many people that are analyzing how bad salt is. I got this one from Annie Hauser. She's an everyday health staff writer. So that's where I got that statistic from. And she says that eating too much salt contributes to 2.3 million deaths from heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases, representing 15% of all diseases from these causes. Reported researchers from the Global Burden of Diseases, Nutrition, and Chronic Disease Groups at a major American Heart Association epidemiology meeting. The researchers analyzed 247 surveys of adult sodium intake and extrapolated how this sodium intake could affect blood pressure, heart disease risk, and premature deaths from heart-related causes. Like a study presented earlier, this linked sugar-sweetened drinks to 180,000 global deaths each year. The salt data only shows an association, not a cause and effect relationship. I just wanted to touch on that since we're covering sugar today. I had a request this morning for a show on diabetes. I promised to fulfill that request. The thing about diabetes, just to mention about that, is oftentimes people find out they have diabetes when it's already progressed so far and it's so serious, when taking these typical blood tests that one gets when you visit your physician will at least alert you and give you a heads up on it. So that is definitely a major concern, and we do these shows very often where we do them specifically to make a difference for you. There'll be an upcoming show on colonoscopy with a colonoscopy specialist, and other shows that, as I said, every show designed to make a difference, not all of them health-related, where we stress how important it is to get your mammogram, to really check yourself out, to have a world that's healthier and not so full of stress. Having said that, let me go to my health guru here, Beverly Nadler. Anything you want to mention about salt before we get to this not-so-sweet show?
Well, one of the problems with salt, regular table salt, is the fact that it has added sugar. So that's one of the things. There is also research that is totally opposing what you've said, that in some cases people don't have enough salt. But the salt they're talking about is definitely not table salt. That is, that you don't have enough of. Sea salt is actually something that's very healthy. So it is a controversial subject, which we're not covering today. However, what I am covering is not just sugar. I'm talking about junk food, and that junk food does contain an excessive amount of sodium. And as I said, table salt is laced with sugar.
I think it's such an important topic. I personally, and I'm not proud of myself, but I'm very addicted to chocolates and sweeteners, and I know that I got to get past that. But in this highly stressful world, I know there's a lot of people like myself that will say how there's calming effects to that chocolate. I never smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. My drug is sugar. So what a perfect topic today. And you're speaking to not only the world at large, but to me personally. So our guest today is Beverly Nadler. She is, as I stated earlier, a health guru. She is the author of Vibrational Harmony. She is the author of The Game of Life. She has poems that are extraordinary. She's my favorite poetress, not the least of which she has been my decades-long best friend. So I know her real well, and I know how every show that she participates in is a huge contribution, and here's to your good health. Beverly Nadler, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you, Joyce. I do want to mention that what I'm not going to be talking about today or stressing is the ill effects of sugar, because we had two shows on that. We had a show on May 16th and May 23rd, and it was called The Truth About Sugar, Part 1. Part 2 was about sugar and sugar substitutes, also very unhealthy. And I think most people are aware of the fact that sugar is not, it does not contribute to health, but it's more than that. Sugar in excess is actually quite toxic. It's literally a toxic poison. And it needs nutrients in order to be absorbed and properly assimilated into the body, and it has no nutrients. So it needs to steal nutrients from our body. So it steals minerals and it steals the B vitamins. And when we don't have enough B vitamins, our nervous system is in a very bad shape. Our moods are bad. There's a lot of the mental and emotional illness caused directly by the huge amount of sugar that's being consumed now. And you mentioned that you don't have any other, quotes, addictive habits, but you do have sugar. Well, sugar actually feeds the exact same parts of the brain as codeine and heroin. So because it is very, very addictive. So that is one of the problems. And what this show is really about is how the manufacturers, sugar and junk food manufacturers, and the media have manipulated us into demanding more and more sugar, creating addictions that were not really addictions years ago, because in 1700s, we only ate, when I say we, I'm talking about human beings, we only consumed about 4 pounds of sugar a year. And now we're consuming added sugar. When I say added sugar, that means what has been put into our foods, not natural sugar from fruits or from grains and vegetables, but sugar that's been put into our food to at least 77 pounds. And after I actually wrote the little piece for this show, I did a little more research because that's what I tend to do. I'm a researcher and a writer at heart. And what I found is that some authorities said that it's more like 100 to 150 pounds of sugar per year. So going back 4 pounds of sugar, and now we're talking about 150 pounds of sugar, it has been extremely destructive to our body. And caused new disease came out called metabolic syndrome, which is all of the things that we talk about. I don't say talk about, but all, you know, cancer and heart disease and stroke and diabetes. That's all part of what metabolic syndrome, and it is directly related to sugar.
You know, this is such scary information because, you know, it all starts with the first cookie, the first piece of chocolate, and then it's 2, and then it's 10. And when you get addicted, you have no concept of it. And more importantly, I would say, is you have no concept of all the places that sugar shows up, just like salt. So unless you're someone that actually reads labels, you're buying a can of soup, and you're not even thinking of sugar or salt. And then you read the label, and then you're stunned to see how much is in there. So the average person, not the health conscious person, but the average person knows the obvious about the caffeine and the sugar and sweeteners and sodas, things of that nature, the coffee, the cake, all of that. But there is so many things that we don't know or don't think about as having sugar in it. Wouldn't you say that's true, Beverly?
In fact, I'm going to be mentioning a number of those foods. And since you brought it up right now, I'll first begin with one that is obvious, but people don't realize how much sugar. And that's a can of soda, 12-ounce can of soda, contains as much as 10 teaspoons a day. Now, to give you a better idea of what 10 teaspoons a day means, the recommended daily sugar intake, and this comes from the American Heart Association, and I've read it in other places, but I would say that they're a pretty good resource for this, that for men, the sugar intake should be no more than 9 teaspoons in a day. For women, no more than 6 teaspoons in a day, and for children, 3 teaspoons a day. Okay? And one can of soda has 10 teaspoons a day. So when we, and some people have 3 and 4 cans of soda a day. That's just part of what they do. You know, I've done this type of speaking before on sugar, and what I always say is, well, if we're consuming 100 to 150 pounds of sugar per year, somebody's eating my share because I'm not doing that. And I'm really not. I would like to say the truth is that, yeah, I've got a sweet tooth, and I'll have some things that have sugar within them. Most people have a sweet tooth. We actually inherited that sweet tooth from our ancestors. I don't just mean our human ancestors. I mean the ancestor that came before us millions and millions and millions of years ago. The food that our, I hate to say our ape ancestors were eating, but was fruit. That was what they ate, fruit. And their bodies were accustomed to eating fruit. And then something actually happened, we're talking about, again, millions and millions of years ago, and everything, there was a famine, and the whole surface of the earth in where these apes were changed, and there was no more fruit, and a lot of them died off. And what happened is one, according to this very fascinating story, one mutated, and that mutant gene was able to get along with very little sugar, but still contained the love of sugar. So we've got two things going on now in our bodies, and we can thank our ancestors for this, that we've got a love of sugar and yet a body that does not need sugar, that doesn't process it well. So that's what we're dealing with. And because we're dealing with that, we really need to take notice of what we eat. And you mentioned before, one of the places where sugar is, well, it's not hidden, it's on the label, but you never think about it. And this was something that was done by food engineering, which I'll mention after I tell you one of the places because it's kind of shocking. There's a spaghetti sauce called Prego spaghetti sauce, which is made by Campbell's Soup. And the second largest ingredient in that soup is sugar. And it is equal, in half a cup of that sauce is equal to the amount of sugar in 2.5 Oreo cookies.
Wow. 2.5 Oreo cookies. It's like taking one potato chip when it's an Oreo cookie.
No, you can only eat one when we talk about the potato chips, and I will talk about how that's affected us. We have, it is a problem, and it can be, we have to be conscious. We have to be conscious and aware. One of the things you said, you must read labels, and I'm going to talk about some of the places, the hidden sugar. But something that people don't know is how we've been manipulated, and it is a very interesting story. Food manufacturers got together with marketing people and psychologists and decided that it was very important to determine what it is that makes people want to eat food. And the General Mills CEO at the time, this particular meeting that's quoted was in 1999, he said, don't talk to me about nutrition. Talk to me about taste. And if this stuff tastes better, don't run around trying to sell stuff that's healthy if it doesn't taste good. Okay, we do have a lot of food that's healthy that does taste good, by the way, I want to say that. But what happened as a result of that is something that's called product optimization. Everything is dumped into a computer to find out what the people really like to eat. And so in order to do that, they've got this marketing research where ordinary consumers are paid to spend hours sitting in rooms where they touch, feel, sip, smell, swirl, and taste whatever products in question. And then their opinions are dumped to a computer, and the data is sifted and sorted to determine what features will be the most attractive to consumers. Now, the combinations are almost endless. They look at every single thing that's put into various different foods, and that includes a huge amount of additives, which, again, is on the labels. Not all additives, by the way, have to be on the labels, and not all additives have to state what they're from. In other words, you can say artificial flavoring and then find out that some of this artificial flavoring is made from the urine of beavers. That's kind of scary, but you won't find that out unless you actually look that up, you know, to find out what is in these artificial flavors. So when it says artificial flavors, I put it down. I want pure vanilla. I don't want something that the chemist decided taste like vanilla. It's amazing how incredibly creative these food manufacturers are. I read that there are over 84,000 chemicals that we're exposed to in a day that the chemical companies have created. Not all are in food. Some of them are in our household detergents, and some of them are in makeup and skincare, but the majority of them are in our foods. And it'll just keep going. As long as they can find combinations that people say, this tastes good, they're going to be putting it on our food. So it's up to us to determine, I'm not going to accept it. That is the only way anything is going to change, is that we refuse to accept this. It is so insidious. They found the perfect snack food, by the way, is not a sugar food. It is, what you mentioned before, potato chips. Said we can only, can't have one, can't have just one. That was a slogan that was created to get into the subconscious mind of people, and when they sit and they eat potato chips, they can't just have one. And so some interesting things were done. Now, there is sugar in potato chips. The sugar is natural sugar, however, from the potato. But when it is combined with the fat and combined with the toxic salt, which contains sugar, it becomes an extremely unhealthy snack. But it was decided by some food engineers and psychologists and media people that it would be really good to increase the amount of potato chips that people eat. And you might recall, because I definitely recall, a time when everything that you bought, especially in a diner, came with potato chips on the side. You bought a tuna fish sandwich, it had potato chips. You got soup on the side, you had potato chips. Do you remember that, Joyce?
I absolutely do remember that. Not just from way back when, but even to this day, you order a deli sandwich, and very often it has potato chips. That is definitely true.
Yeah, well, that was something that was decided by some of these clever marketers, that we'll just get people to eat more potato chips. So if we keep serving it in the restaurants with all of these different foods, they'll just, it goes, and see, this is all subconscious stuff that they're dealing with. They're very, very clever psychologists employed by these food companies to make sure that they get into your brain and they tell you, I want to have more. But an interesting thing also, the opposite of that, is that the awareness people have, oh, this is bad for me, this has too much fat, I shouldn't be eating this, but I really want it. This is the stuff that goes on in people's minds. So they came up with the small packages so people can buy. And remember when you only could buy big potato chips? Now you can get the tiny ones?
Yes.
Well, the tiny ones were created so that people would say, well, it's just a little bit, so it's okay. I can have it. What happens, of course, is that after they open one one bag and eat that, then they sit and they eat the other bag and then the other bag. So it really didn't solve anything for humanity, but it sold a lot more potato chips because people were thinking it was going to be different. And so they were able to reach their goal, the potato chip companies, especially Frito-Lay, which was one of the what I'm going to use the one of the worst offenders on this. So this is we are being manipulated, and we need to understand that. You look at food labels now, folks, and you're going to find in almost every cold cereal there is sugar, and it doesn't have to be there. You can add your own, I'm going to say, your own organic honey, raw, unpasteurized organic honey, which is actually healthy. Honey is not the same, but when it's pasteurized and when it's not raw, well, not raw is the same thing, of course, it's no longer healthy. It does have a few nutrients in it, so it's probably a little bit better, but it is still too much sugar. The artificial sweeteners, as I said, we had a show in which we talked about it. They are not a good substitute. In fact, there are some health experts who will say, folks, you're better off actually having sugar, which, as bad as it is better than some of these sugar substitutes, especially NutraSweet, which has been known to cause strokes and epileptic fits. And, oh, I don't even want to talk about it now. It's not the subject of this show. You can go back to those two dates and find out more information about what's wrong with the sugar substitutes. But
so
now we're into how we appeal to consumers.
Beverly,
you
referenced the two dates, so let me go back and tell them how to find that.
Oh,
and
sure.
For those who tuned in later, they might not know what dates you're referring to. So we did two prior shows, The Truth About Sugar, Part 1, on May 16, 2013. The Truth About Sugar, which included the artificial sweeteners, Part 2, on May 23, 2013. That, of course, was our health group, Beverly Nadler. How you find those shows, you go to our archives, Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. You click on May 16 for part one, and part two, May 23rd. Clearly, just by listening to the first half of the show, you can hear how addictive sugar is. So I want to give you an addiction that's a healthy addiction to substitute for the not-so-healthy sugar addiction, and that is to listen to our show every single day. You can hear us live at 11 a.m. Eastern, or you can hear us 24/7 in our archives. And here's Beverly telling you why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes,
I do mean you.
So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one worldwide radio show.
And to that end, I want to share about the contest that was introduced only 2 days ago. So this is our first ever contest on the show, introduced on our show on Transfundmation August 6th. And this is the Show to Tell contest. So what you want to do is listen to this show and tell three people to listen to the show and ask them to tell three people to listen to the show. It's called The Power of Three. And in no time, our numbers will dramatically increase. So please be sure to share about this show. It's Show and Tell Contest, our very first one. But how I'm going to be able to measure results, I thought it would be just about checking, in each day and seeing who's listening and calling in and who's in our chat room. And I realize that's an overwhelming, impossible way to get the result. So here's how I'm going to get the result. It's great to listen to the show and tell three people, but what would need to happen is they would need to become a follower. That I can measure every single day because Blog Talk Radio sends me an email every day with the name of the person that's a follower. So once that happens and you send in me your list of people that you told to listen to the show and become a follower, I go to one list, one page, and just check and see if they're on my list as a follower. So you want to listen to the show, tell three other people to listen to the show. You be sure you're a follower. I get the other three people, invite the other three people to become followers and ask them to invite three people to become followers. In order to participate in the contest, you need to have a minimum of 10 people who became followers. And with you, that would be 11. You have to be sure you're a follower. And if you became a follower before I announce the contest, I will count that. I will not penalize you because you're already a follower. So if you're a follower prior to the contest, I will definitely include that. So it's you plus 10 others. And then, of course, the ones they tell, I will credit them for it. I also announced that I had to eliminate our dear, dear friend Country Boy because he's already on top of the heap. He would be a very tough act to follow. Good morning, Country Boy. Welcome to the show today. And I just want to say to you that already you have made a major impact in followers because already you had invited just yesterday, actually. Let's see. It was Ellen DeMonaco who listened to the show for the first time. And already she had Ellie Morgan, who listened today, first-time listener. So already the multiplication process is kicking in. How are you today, Country Boy?
I'm absolutely fabulous. I feel like I'm getting ready to do a quantum leap after reading Ted Nugent's book and just go ahead and make tricks over there and give you both a hug. How you doing this morning, Beverly?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to hear you. Looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, ma'am. Joyce.
I'm here.
Joyce?
Yes, I'm here.
Myself, I didn't really know if I was still open. And I just wanted to make two quick points. I grew up in that era that you and Beverly grew up in to where, you know, they would give you potato chips. And now they just kind of fool people and switched it to French fries. And people don't really know French fries is not really a vegetable the way they fry it in the grease and add the wonderful salt to it. And then, Joyce, I spent 30-something years of my life in the marketing and advertising. So when Beverly mentioned they started making smaller bags, and then they hit you right there at the register, buy three for $1, and you think, oh, great, I'm doing good. I want to get three small bags. And then the last one, Joyce, Duncan Hines, they used to say I was very sweet, and I grew up with a sweet tooth. And I used to brush my teeth and then go eat something sweet before I went to bed. And here's a good one for you, Joyce. Duncan Hines, you'll always come back for more. So, Joyce, they might want to start calling you Duncan Hines because your show, I'm addictive, and I'm always going to be coming back to more. Back to you, Joyce.
Well, I'm glad this is one addiction that is so healthy. And I'm so glad you mentioned Ted's book, because I didn't acknowledge what the prize is this month. The prize is a personally autographed copy of the new Think and Grow Rich. And it's going to be sent to you, autographed, by Ted Siuba. He will send it directly to you. That's our first contest. Ted Siuba is a regular on the show. He's a real friend of the show. I call him our most indispensable guest. So you want that book autographed by the author himself, and I've already arranged for that. Our first contest, the Show and Tell contest, will have a different contest every day. In fact, we have another friend, a dear, dear friend of the show, and that would be Timmy Thompson, who's going to participate as well. Tim, go ahead, please. I know you're a huge fan of Beverly's.
Hi, Joyce and Beverly. It's great to be here on the show. I'm very interested in what Beverly has to say about the sugar, because I'm a heart patient, so they were very good in cardio rehab to explain about the sugar and the salt. And, of course, they focus a lot on the salt, but they did a thing in cardio which was fascinating, where they showed how much sugar is in a 64-ounce bottle of soda, and it's shocking. It's like a half a bag full. But going to what you were saying, yes, when you're doing your contest, we're going to be, my company, which is Clydeside Productions, is going to be offering an incentive, a prize also, to help you out with your contest. So I don't want to give away too much of it right now because I'm doing more work on it, but it is a subliminal message software that people will be able to get as a prize for participating in your contest.
And we love and value you as a friend and a loyal listener. I know you're a big fan of Beverly's and her book. Certainly she'll participate. One contest will be an autographed copy of a book from Beverly as well. Before I turn it back to Beverly, and thank you, Tim, you're multitasking. You're in the chat room. You're on the phone. So you're multitasking as well. The request from the chat room is to let people know, to be sure they know how to become followers. And I did say it early on in the opening announcements. You simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. You'll see my picture on the left side of the homepage, and right under that picture, it says follow. And all you need to do is click on that, and Blog Talk Radio will let you know every day what we're doing. So that's how you can become a follower. You can message me there as well, and you can message me on Facebook. Facebook.com/ Joyce Barry, B-A-R-I-E. I'm on Twitter, so I'm very into the social media. Beverly, why don't you share how they can get in touch with you?
You go to my website. There's a lot of good information to read there. You can also click on my books, find out about my reprogramming coaching, and you can send me an email directly from my website. Website is www.beverlynadler.com. That's B as in boy, E, V as in victory, E R L Y, Nadler, N like Nancy, A D as doctor, L E R.com. And you can contact me directly from my website. Ask me any questions. The person who spoke about diabetes earlier, Ellie, I can send you some information personal to you if you'd like that.
Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Okay, Beverly, I know you have tons of information, and we're halfway through the show already. Time flies when you're having fun. So go ahead, please.
Are we having fun? I'm not sure. I'm having fun because I love to be able to say this, but I'm not sure if your listeners are. All right, there'll be a lot more information. Obviously, we can't. We can cover as much as we can cover. What's very important for you guys to know is that low-fat and fat-free are loaded with sugar. You see, when you take the fat out of any food that contains fat, either naturally or because that's the way it's generally made, when you do that, you change the taste and change the texture, and by putting in much more sugar, you will be fooled. So people buy stuff because it says low-fat, fat-free, and they're actually getting more sugar. So be aware of that. Also, when you buy yogurt...
Wait, Beverly. Beverly, before you move on, that is so important because I'm someone who had no sense of that whatsoever. I see fat free. I see low fat. I think I'm doing something good health wise. I had no idea that they substitute the fat with tons of sugar. So that's a very important point. I didn't want it to be glossed over.
Okay. Yes, it is a very important point. And you need to, again, what I said, when they add more salt, they're also adding more sugar to our regular foods. We need to look at labels. That's number one. It is peanut butter. Why do you have to get peanut butter with sugar? Why do you have to get cereals with sugar? There's also a non-addictive, healthy sweetener made from an herb called stevia. It is available online. It is available in health food stores, and that can be added to your food for the sweet taste. It's been used as an herb for thousands of years, used as a medicinal herb, so you're actually getting something healthy. So that is your sugar substitute of choice. Now, lots of people eat yogurt, and they figure that, you know, this is really healthy stuff. Well, it depends on what yogurt you're getting. If you're getting organic yogurt without a sweetener, yes, very healthy. The probiotics in there actually help your intestinal tract, and they actually against, probiotics means against the microbes that, you know, the bacteria. They're wonderful. However, many people are eating what has become one of the most popular brands, and that's Yoplait, which has twice as much sugar, believe it or not, per serving as General Mills Marshmallow Cereal Lucky Charms. So because it has a wonderful image, the annual revenue tops $500 million on Yoplait. And then they created something where you can, for children, that comes in a tube, and they call it Go-Gurt, and that's for kids. And they rolled that out, and they have made over $100 million on that. It is not a healthy food, so when you get yogurt, look at the labels. I buy only organic yogurt, and I do sometimes add sweetener, sometimes I don't. I put fruit, especially you can put berries, you can put and organic berries, please, because berries are sprayed with about 36, strawberries anyhow, about 36 different chemicals. So organic fruit, which you can also get frozen, stores like Trader Joe, Whole Foods, you have to become an aware consumer. That is the key to being able to avoid this. You need to fight back because this is not going to change unless people refuse to buy the foods. I'm going to read you something because it is so mind-boggling. And the former Oscar Mayer's vice president was giving a lecture in 1980. Now, he was responsible for developing something that was highly addictive, full of sugar, full of salt, Lunchables, Lunchable products. And actually what it says is that he feels guilty about having created that because so many people ate it. But here he's giving a lecture at the University of Wisconsin to medical students. This is what's mind-boggling about it. Why is he teaching them this? Nevertheless, this is what he was teaching them. What do University of Wisconsin med students learn about how to succeed on marketing? His presentation to the med students asked, discover what consumers want to buy and give it to them with both barrels. Sell more, keep your job. How do marketers often translate these rules into action on food? Our brains love sugar and salt, so and fat. So formulate products that deliver these. Isn't that fascinating? Why do you have to deliver that to med students? I haven't got a clue.
That is fascinating, and what I want to share is what I love, and that's people, new listeners, I want to welcome you to the show, people that listen every day. I want to go over to our brand-new listener as of today, our new friend, Eli Morgan. How are you finding the show today, Eli? It's your first time ever listening to us.
Well, I'm finding it very educational and knowledgeable, and I'm going to be looking for those low-fat and fat-free items. Make sure that there's nothing on the label that says that.
Okay.
Oh, you mean
so
you're
going
to be looking not to buy them?
Right, that's what I mean, not to buy them.
Right, very good. That's
so when
wonderful.
Your friend Ellen DeMonico told you to listen to the show, did she do the right thing? Did she make a difference?
Oh, she definitely did, and I will definitely recommend it to quite a few friends of mine, too. It's time that we became proactive in what we buy and what we put in our bodies.
Absolutely. So let me go over to your friend and thank her for referring you. And that would be, Ellen DeMonico. Let's just find her number up here. I know she's here. That's the 631 number. And here she is. Ellen, thank you so much for recommending your friend, Eli. Shall we count on you to send other people?
Yes. After I texted a whole bunch of people this morning to get on the call, to get on the radio show, but I also started taking xylitol, which is another sugar sweetener, but actually it's from dehydrated fruits and vegetables, because stevia, to me, it still has that aftertaste, so xylitol does not have that aftertaste.
Do you want to comment on that?
I have not heard of it, but I'm wondering how it's spelled.
It's hang on, I'll tell you in a minute. I have it right here.
For spelling. Go ahead.
It's xylitol.
Xylitol.
X-Y-X-Ray.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm familiar with that. I've read controversial stuff on it, and I'm aware of the aftertaste of stevia. They now make a product, and I don't know. It doesn't bother me, but I'm aware that it does bother some people, that where they've taken the aftertaste out. So you can look for that. Yeah, I liked xylitol also, and then I started reading some stuff about why it wasn't that good, and I just went back to my stevia. We're going to have to do it, folks. I mean, I'm saying we, people. You know, a lot of research on this, and some things we can find online to give us more information. But I want to talk to you about the hidden sources of sugar. Cough syrups, chewing gum, mints, tomato sauce, baked beans, luncheon meats, and even some prescription medications contain sugar. So be aware of that. And, of course, we mentioned about breakfast cereals, peanut butter, of course, your white bread, any of your breads and your crackers and your cookies and your chips, corn chips also. And I do want to say, and we've done a show on GMO, genetically modified foods and organisms. Most of your corn is genetically modified. So on that basis alone, you don't want corn syrup. Things to cut down on, because natural sugar, but because we're eating so much sugar, would be raisins, which is, when they're organic, it's healthy, but people just can sit there and eat tons of raisins, and you can't. Regular grapes, fine. Jams and jellies containing added sugars. Why do you need sugar in there? Some of the jams and jellies just contain, just the fruit itself. Look for those, and look for, avoid all of the fruit drinks that add sugar, and also cut down on fruit drinks. I should say fruit juices, fruit drinks, forget about it altogether. But fruit juice, I always mix mine with water if I use it, and I don't use much of it anymore. Look at your salad dressings. They often contain sugar, and also other kinds of sauces like the teriyaki sauce. Look for the ones that do not contain sugar, and look for low sodium varieties. This is available. You have to look for it. Another thing that's very important to know is that you cannot just cut out sugar. In other words, you can't go cold turkey. It will affect your body. It will have detrimental effects in the same way that cutting addictions to heroin and cocaine. Not quite as bad, I don't think, but there has been warnings on that. Especially if you're used to having a tremendous amount of sugar, just cut it down. If you're used to having 3 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee or your tea, cut it down to 2.5, then cut it down to 2, then try 1.5. See what your mind allows you to get away with, and you'd be surprised that if you do it like that, you can. Also, decide.
What I need for you to do now is, like, wrap up this segment. And if you have a poem that you want to share, I can let you do it now. We don't have much time left.
Okay. Well, I wrapped up the segment. Watch your intake of sugar. It's really, really important. And to give yourself a quota. In other words, if you decided that there's a certain amount of sugar you will allow yourself to eat, figure out when it is. Dessert time, look forward to it. Give your mind something to look forward to, because that makes you happy. And cutting and being happy is very important. Another thing is that people who exercise actually can handle more sugar than people who are literally couch potatoes, who are just sitting and doing nothing, because they're so exhausted, probably from drinking so much soda or having so much sugar.
Thank you for that, Beverly. Great job as always. Beverly mentioned it's important to be happy. I agree. Our whole show yesterday, in our archives, yesterday's date, what you should give up to be happy. Beverly talked about how important it is to give up sugar. We did a whole lesson on what you need to know, what you need to give up to be happy. Very important show that happened yesterday. I invite you to do that. I invite you to seriously play this game of show and tell. Listen to the show, become a follower, tell three people to listen and become followers, and ask them to tell three people. Again, the power of three. The prize is really an incredible book, The New Think and Grow Rich by Ted Siuba, the world's foremost authority on Napoleon Hill. I want to make a suggestion. It's one thing to really focus on your health. But what better way to focus on your health and find a perfect home business that's health-oriented, that the products are all healthy products? So not only are you taking healthy products, you're making a difference in the lives of other people by recommending these healthy products and getting paid for it. When you recommend your favorite movie, your favorite book, your favorite show, that's a wonderful thing that you want to share with people. They're not paying you to do that. So as a decades-long home business coach, I'm happy to have this conversation with you. If you send me an email to coachjoyce@aol.com, put radio show in the subject line, and I'm happy to give you a free consult about home businesses. You can tell me about the ones you're in. If you are in any, we can discuss it. And just let you know some of our favorite opportunities. But just so you know, here's how I choose a home business.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products are great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And I want to go back to you, country boy. I just want to acknowledge how blessed people are that you're a part of their lives. You're so supportive. You're so caring. You genuinely want to make a difference. I see now that every day we're having new listeners, either as a result of you inviting them here or the people that you invited, they are inviting them here. I want to thank you, and I would like you to empower others to get a taste of what it's like to make a difference in other people's lives.
Joyce?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to respond to that. I was listening.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
Joyce, again,
I just
wanted to say real quickly, even with me spending 12 years of my life in college, without hearing what Beverly shared today, people can read labels. My favorite yogurt is Yoplait. I felt so bad when she said that, because me being a sweet tattoo person. But again, knowing or not knowing how to read labels, when they fool us with certain words and certain things, like they tell us that they're in there and then they hit us with the sugar on the back end, those things are just so very important. So, again, thank you, Beverly, again, for sharing your knowledge. Joyce, thank you again for sharing the opportunity, for just allowing me to bless other people. So, yes, we will start being here every day, and I'll be bringing friends with me. So back to you, Joyce, and love you both.
Thank you.
We love you. We definitely love you, too. And I was like you. My heart sank when she said Yoplait, because that is my favorite one as well. So, again, I'm very excited about this contest, and I'm excited about the prize you're going to receive. Those of you that know me know that contests are my hobby. You can hear a whole on the show on Tuesday on the Transfundation show. I talked about contests, how many I've won, major contests. My sister won a BMW. I won 6 home computers, 2 lifetime service contracts with the TiVos that went with it. CD players, you name it, I've probably won it over the years. So this is a contest that you could win just by putting a little effort and a little heart and just watching the karma of the good that will come back to you, because every show is designed to impact your life and make a difference in your life. Beverly, do you have a poem for us today?
Yes, I do, and this is a fun poem. Food, food, fabulous food. Eating is just delightful. But eating and drinking are even better when your choices are insightful. Then you not only love the aroma and flavor, but you also know that what you savor is actually good for your body and mind. When you do this, you will surely find that natural foods have vital nutrients we need for energy, healing, and staying well. Indeed, you'll feel so good and know the joy of being healthy. It even brings more pleasure than being wealthy.
Wow, Beverly, not only was that fun, it just reminds me of how much I love each and every poem. That's why I invite you to share your poems on our show. They're all inspirational, motivational, and fun. I want to share my purpose. And I got this from reading The Law of Success. I was inspired to come up with one. That book by Napoleon Hill, The Law of Success. My purpose is to coach people to live their best life as I do whatever it takes to live mine. I will continue to coach people on using healthy products for a healthy lifestyle, on how to be more successful, on home-based businesses, and how to make more money, much more. My goal is to use the resources of this radio show, Joyce Barry and friends, to make for a better world, a world of peace, acceptance, and equality for all human beings. So again, folks, this month I'm offering you a free consult. If you want to talk about your home business or getting into one, just send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, put radio show in the subject line. And then, of course, your phone number, best time to reach you, and what it is you're contacting me about. I want to say to all of you that are new to the show, thank you for listening. Please share it, pay it forward. Also, become a follower. If you want to message me, go ahead and do that. And go out there and celebrate your healthy lifestyle. Go out there and celebrate your friends. Go out there and celebrate your opportunities. Let's all join forces, join hands, and make for a better world, one person and one positive action at a time. God bless.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
the Joyce Barry Mesh. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mesh.
Joyce Barry Mesh.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mesh.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mesh.
Joyce Barry Mesh.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mesh.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.